All right, so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour.
Me too. I'm gonna go print another one of those.
Okay.
See you guys.
See you.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have had stages of clarification or I suppose
we did.
You did?
At the beginning we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set and then compared.
Yeah, we did two of this,
we probably did.
I think we did two training sets and then we had at least one meeting with you
yeah.
where we talked it all through.
Mm-hmm.
And supposed to decide on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel that it was some kind of some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
actually, no.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should
no,
be in what group, or
mm-hmm.
it was just the rules
it's
about
the
things that,
really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as. For the spectral features, it was more
that's
confusing
really hard, yeah.
what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long
yeah.
discussion about that, but I don't remember
mm-hmm.
sort of arguing from
no.
different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what
yeah.
would come up and agreeing
yeah.
what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got yet. Do you think if we get a copy, would that be useful?
It probably would be.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to leave the meeting now?
It's been a long time, yeah, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to fit us out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this manual, or
we did send it.
He has had
it,
certainly.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
okay.
We can go onto
the
system and get it.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
There's a cool little cat
that's
in the box. It lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting, so.
Excellent. On top.
We should have these things in our. Area,
no,
we don't have
there's no handling
no,
work
with
it.
Well, I guess that's telescopes, but
yeah.
That's,
yes.
that's different though, isn't it?
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right, although it isn't actually used all often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference.
So
yeah,
yeah,
for the ESO
so.
Interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved from having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
anything
them
the body language
while you're giving
yeah.
your talk, because
yeah.
they just show. Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them, because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering my questions and the view switched again and I realised I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with
right.
me and three other people. And it just stayed at that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to push the button to turn
right.
the page.
Gosh.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
If you see towards the top left of the image,
yeah.
then you know, just. And luckily, Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. So
yeah,
I have something with without very many.
Yeah.
Not little arrows flying in and things,
yeah.
because
right.
that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, you know, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're sitting down in front of it. And you can see yourself, but not only you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time
really
the signal
really
had gone to Chile with that.
It is
so
really
you're like, oh, did I just do that? And then you're
yeah.
reacting to what you did a while ago.
Right.
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, Ben is printing that out as well.
Great.
Okay. Right, we can start talking about.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuing flux, or continue. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't do. I think I'm. No, I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like a marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know. I don't know.
Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So
okay.
You're bottom, you can top. Because I would fight for line being
right.
A special feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
It's a bit hard to mark on this. Do that.
Okay. Next.
So sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Okay,
and if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Good thing. Sorry.
Oh.
I shouldn't have been probably, but...
No.
Well, isn't it that if... it's a region of the spectrum that we can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't...
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
It's a
okay.
Big bump safer in the soft bit.
Okay.
Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think
he'll
look there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption. But it's not just absorption at 0.5 kV. It's actually something in absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption,
this
you would
is
put
the,
it in.
This is the thing you point to.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say... down 250. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
This one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
All right. I'm missing broad line. Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebula.
There's
a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebula. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, were
we? I
can't remember actually.
Should we see when the manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We're doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical thing.
That's interesting.
My god, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes. Breaking the power law index, I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's the thing,
equally,
but you wouldn't know it was
not
a...
Yeah. It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So
what's a break in a power law index?
I think that's a feature. And because in this spectrum it does that, then does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah. That is where it breaks. So, yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the line of limit. I think you're right.
And if I did
well.
It again, I'd say slight depression at the continuum and possibly... Well,
because
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit, but we're supposed to say the descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they
it
would
was,
be the same...
At a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature, whereas here
well,
there's two spectral
near.
Features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Did you? Did you mark that?
Yeah, that sense about that.
And you want to split that one and do you into two.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that okay for you?
Excellent.
It's a good long effort.
Yeah.
Okay. Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes.
Not the
as well.
The thing.
Maybe it was more awakeness.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absorption.
If it was there's an absorption feature or absorption,
mm-hmm.
you see the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Cheers.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. There is no steep soft component of OTAB.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked
it.
Yeah.
Future.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You go back to number 5.
Is that the nebula?
Okay.
Oh,
was
yeah.
it the nebula?
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were we saying about nebula? Source types.
Yeah, nebula counts, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Right.
You weren't matching it to H2 regions because it was a region, I think was the
yeah.
argument for that. Line again.
Line
yeah,
that's line
ratios.
Ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a...
But
ratio is different.
Line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's,
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you have it actually listed explicitly on that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include?
Line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah, I mean you wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
You
be
wouldn't
good.
Include line in that. Okay.
I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one
you
like. Right.
Damp climb and alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source type.
So can I just ask, now you just aligned, so you circled the word in the outline, which didn't...
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right, sorry, I see, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Right, damp. See, again, these are source types. It's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a...
But damp and alpha absorbers are physical things, not... spectral features.
But you also absorb them by, you observe them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things, broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd...
You could point to damped Lyman alpha though.
Yeah.
Because it's just,
yeah.
Yeah, spectral features really are referring to a type of source, e.g. Balin, Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, when you look at this spectrum in spots that Lionel has been damaged.
But
that is a spectral feature.
Don't with damp Lyman Alpha observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damp Lyman
Alpha. If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of, if you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way,
mm-hmm.
you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
oh,
that's a damp.
Yeah.
They're going to be
that's
different
true.
Wrenches.
But that doesn't mean that it's. You can still say that's damp Lyman Alpha and that's damp Lyman Alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
Say all of that is damp Lyman Alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't
you?
Yeah.
So. But isn't that always a case of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman Alpha forest,
mm-hmm.
sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky
one. Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damp Lyman Alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark
We're
absorbers.
Not marking absorbers.
Yeah.
But if it was a damp Lyman Alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damp Lyman Alpha.
Right, well,
yeah.
Yeah,
absorption
that's
like
in
so
the
we'd mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damp Lyman Alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would
probably. That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at it.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's a change
okay.
in this spectrum of.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. You know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true.
We
have included power law, though.
Have
we? Well, no, we included steep soft components, sorry, and sphere. We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
There's still some degree of breaking those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's steep and what's shallow?
It's tricky.
Let's set that for now then.
Yeah.
If we
yeah.
change our mind later
yeah.
when we go through, we can
yes.
always come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral
yeah.
feature.
Right. And absorption again.
Yeah.
And what have we got different here?
I don't have a K-star, but I should do.
This one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Thank you.
Okay. What's wrong with that H alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
And I think it's not as if it's a. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easy.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context, rather than the line, these are the lines. I guess if Viather wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines at.
Yeah.
But with Viather, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too. actually an ionic species, isn't
yeah,
it? Actually
that's true.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Laminar for forest clouds.
Oh no! We're back to it again.
Laminar for forest you can point on the spectrum.
That's true, but laminar for forest clouds are source types we have marking.
So we haven't got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source.
Which we don't mark.
Source.
Yeah. But
so
we can
are we
just
marking
be consistent.
H2 and H2 regions, for example?
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Yeah, but I guess
it's not
defined by a spectral feature
yeah.
in the H2 region, whereas laminar for forest is defined by the definition of laminar for forest clouds is that they have laminar for forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing laminar for forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I don't think we were
marking anything blobby. I didn't
diffuse emission or.
It wouldn't count as a source type, or.
Well, that's what I'm.
Yeah.
Wondering really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, this is this one's species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So, isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the
I think we're not including clouds.
We can't include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done,
but we haven't,
but
the
we haven't
whole
done
thing.
The whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put, and we don't
nothing.
Include
yeah.
diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide, if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, a broad absorption line object, we mark that. We might board absorption line in that.
That's because to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a laminar for forest cloud, we've seen laminar for forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar,
the
laminar for forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say,
yeah.
that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not that. No, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay, so. Laminar for forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, then. Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each helium 2 optical depth. I think that's another one.
Yeah.
There, that's derived.
You're right. Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're going to have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What was we didn't do before? Line ratio won't do.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, can we just go back one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire. Sorry.
Oh, no,
I
yeah,
see.
No,
okay, sorry.
Otherwise.
Yeah, I see.
Quite impressive.
Yes, excellent. Damped line and alpha again. Systems.
And damped line and alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
That could be. But if you said,
I mean, that's a description of the type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it's a double-lined alpha spectrum, you mark double-lined alpha because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't,
data
but
is
you would.
Spectrum.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line.
But what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped line and alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is inconsistent with that.
I think it's probably right in the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure, actually. I think I would mark it in that it is a region of the spectrum, and they're actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would you put it in?
I wouldn't, but
because
it's a modifier of data.
But if it just said emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped line alpha at more than 99%. Or the damped line alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
And I think
but
data is the equivalent of.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something is sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped ly alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings,
mm-hmm.
Rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality. Which I mean,
mm-hmm.
sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them, say, in a database, and so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this named entity directed task is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. I think we can argue about it for 10 minutes. Not likely, but.
Right.
Damp climbing alpha systems.
Tell you good again, but systems
should be.
Yeah.
It should be
yeah.
Damp climbing alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay.
Done again, and I've done it twice.
Yes. Right, source type. Did we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers. We were including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm.
So I think we should probably because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different
yeah,
from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true. Excellent. Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up. We'll
remarkably soft ionizing continuum. You're right, I think.
Ooh. See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That one.
Heavy element absorption lights, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. I don't care. Yeah, you can
mm-hmm.
have that as well. There you go.
You're right, star forming galaxies are distinct.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Probably because you're doing 7,000 at least.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions?
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines
yeah.
from page 2,
yeah.
you'd like it.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux?
The feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it was said blue wing feature, bookmark feature. Hmm.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should it actually be excess blue wing flux? Possibly.
Anyway.
I think line peak is something you can point to.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No, I don't think you can. You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted,
I don't think that's the feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it. Alright.
Neutral hydrogen, gallium absorption. I think oil is the spectrum feature. It's basically a way of saying the gallium system.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the gallium system trough, though. Which, if you just said that,
well,
it's gallium system absorption from neutral hydrogen rather than. If it was hydrogen absorption, it'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so it should mark it. Or HB to absorption. It's a marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is HB to emission is a process from HB to, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that computing comes between it is just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is. Just the description of the process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with you, because this definitely shouldn't be marked, because that is a process.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Blue shift of absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, so it probably should be there.
Oh, okay.
I think we're doing weak and strong absorption would count, so I think blue shift should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So that should be
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's talking about that. Ion two strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance, really, in a way? I'm not sure, but
I guess that's it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. I guess it could be abandoned.
Yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be, and neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then. Because
yeah.
We will put an arrow line strength. If it's an FE2 line strength, we'd definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't it an elemental abundance that you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line in the spectrum, is it?
I think it's lines.
Well, I think
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum when you estimate an abundance of the species that actually uses all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FE2 lines rather than.
We've marked things. Have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Yeah.
Let's not mark.
Yeah, if we don't mark it, then we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line bit rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
well,
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, then
that's what they're probably next.
Yeah.
Oh yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means? Oh, okay.
Take out 9. Mm-hmm. And that's just the one.
Oh,
and
yep.
Is that
you're right?
Rid
of that counts.
That
counts.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about because I need to do fern for leg.
Yeah.
And if it was you legs, you put it in. That's just a long neck. This should
yeah,
be sorted.
And this shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is GE2, what does that mean?
I've assumed it kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
the G means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know. Yeah, if it was a cattle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. H alpha, I think, should be marked.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry, what's the thing?
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the light, even if you're detecting it from broadband.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
Broadline
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebulae. Okay, we need to
get
the
that.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Saturday. Why did it? We have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions or systems is the...
Should be able to see one.
Yeah, we could always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I probably use that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before,
right?
So, well, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change a rule now on the fly, then that might create inconsistencies.
Because you might have followed the
rule.
Yes,
I'm sure I followed the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's take that. Alpha forest here.
Yeah.
But Lyman alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Depth Lyman alpha systems.
Lyman
alpha data.
Data I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Be the same as feature.
I still don't like it, but
final viewable. I don't have passion.
I wouldn't. I think now probably.
And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so you want.
Yeah, just cross those out.
Yeah. All right.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
else.
H alpha detection. Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't. Is
well,
H alpha broadband
is a
line?
Isn't it?
So it would be a narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
H alpha emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Nine.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, well, no, it's still a spectral feature. You're picking out a line.
Yeah.
However you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even it's complex.
Okay.
How far should we
go?
Complex.
Just
absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good for me. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
What's this? Ah, right. Is it a system?
Yep.
VLBI instrument.
Oh, is it?
VOBI is
a
network.
What is it?
VOBI is interferometry. It's technique. It's not a
yes.
Yeah.
Network is an instrument. Isn't it?
It's called something else, isn't it? The
very long based on array.
Yeah,
it's
called
the
array.
If it had an A on the end, it would be the instrument.
This is VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of this is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. Is it it's an instrument, not a research group?
Yes, it takes an image. Research group could take an image. Okay, how much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument. You
from 1.6?
That's
or
what
from
I think.
European.
I think it is.
Just from VLBI.
Starting with. Europe.
It's using
European.
I see, yeah. So is this like. It's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes. Just in Europe.
Right.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe, all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broad animation.
Yeah, that's just.
It shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. Not really. Something modified. It's not in your system.
We say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't use it.
Anything ending in object, we don't use it.
Yeah.
No, we both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
That's the same set, yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's
a
process. It's a processor, it's the type of photons, it's not the continuum you're looking at.
And you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can, yep.
Not sure you can that.
Nope. Neither should that.
You're right there. That's all. One big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula, but I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't mark nebula.
We did mark nebula.
Yeah.
Yes. It was things that weren't distinct, like...
Yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's so many different kinds of nebula, I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but if we're going to stick to it, let's stick.
Yeah. If we're going to happen, let's happen.
What's
don't mind.
Start with the thing.
You're right. Source time.
Yeah.
Line blanketing.
I don't think I do. We have line blanketing, just now
we
included it. I think
did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
Was it?
You did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, did it? No, it wasn't that.
Lyman Forest. Lyman blank. We took
we took
the
blank thing out.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be in. That's what's
awesome.
Happened, yeah. That's a source name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
Yeah.
You could think.
Yeah. I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can point to the red and the...
Well, I would argue about that, because I think that that you only extract that after actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to in an x-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not. You can say, that's that. So...
Yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you...
I see. We're talking about the continuum. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you could say there's the blue component, there's the red component.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. It comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually really after
you actually
model
the
spectrum, not just actually looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft components. Because a soft excess is that's an x-ray thing. Like a break, you say, on the left.
Red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
on
component it is means it's now
yeah.
actually in the model, right?
Yeah, I'd take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft, but
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, that's a soft.
The excesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you modelled it with two parts, one had a
permanent
hard
yeah.
and soft spectrum.
That's
Hubble
probably
and Hubble
true.
Deep Field South.
Hubble and Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's keep going. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we
should
kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
I think actually pretty early on, I would have thought.
There it is.
Oh. Excellent.
Right.
How about? Right, top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with
and
that.
And then.
Yeah.
I said radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Do we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
Well,
are they?
Z radio galaxies?
Aren't they just interesting because. On the
at high Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we should mark high shift in that.
Yeah.
They are different. But yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing, right?
Yes, I think
you're right. Yeah, so you're right.
See if it's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
It's a subclassification of Seyfert. No one would make a
you wouldn't say
study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do though, don't they? It's just stupid.
I think they probably are.
They are.
Yeah, I think so.
a separate
yeah.
It's just
the
function line feature we're going to include.
Yeah.
Galaxy
yeah, galaxy and galaxy
process.
Formation doesn't
yes.
count. And
ah no, this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Well, it should be this one,
but in
what if you don't? If these are doubly underlined, has it just plotted the top color?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes.
things? I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want then yeah, let's just mark what we want and not that, but with also
yeah.
borderline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have these. So you allow these kind
so
of embedded annotations,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a special feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like word line radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in.
Mind.
Oh, okay.
Colour for a few things. Oh, it's right here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you're having ultraluminous
yeah.
area,
mm-hmm.
then you have to hyperluminous.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
yeah.
ISM. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about Nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including Nebula, aren't we?
Okay. Okay.
We're done. Features.
Strong drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah.
Mm.
We aren't doing mission line objects.
And we're not doing mission line when it's a modifier object, are we?
Oh no, we aren't doing that either, you're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, I get it.
Yeah, anything with objects, so nothing.
And secret galaxies should be one right there.
Yeah. Yes!
You got through 70.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah.
We're
getting
a lot faster. It's pretty yacht as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. How was it?